KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy and breezy here today with a high near 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. We do have one school district that is starting late this morning due to some drifting of snow over the roadways. The Nottoway Valley schools are running 2 hours late today. Again, that's a two-hour late start for Nottoway Valley. Students in the Panorama School District, their buses are running where possible today, and the West Central Valley of Stewart School District has buses running on hard surface roads only. In the news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday night of a man wanted on a Red Oak PD warrant for the threat of terrorism. 53-year-old Ronald Lee Hall of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. Additional details on the circumstances surrounding the warrant are currently not available. Hall's bond was set at $5,000. The Red Oak PD reports also the arrest at around 11 o'clock last night of 23-year-old Jacob Lauren Johnson of Red Oak. He faces a driving while revoked charge, and Johnson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. News time is 7:08.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A traffic stop last night in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a Pottawatomie County woman on drug and other charges. Sheriff's officials say 52-year-old Julie Ann Vohr of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 8 p.m. in Red Oak. Vohr faces possession of drug paraphernalia and driving while suspended charges. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on an undisclosed bond. The Red Oak Police Department says two juveniles were arrested on theft charges Wednesday. 17-year-old Amethyst Clemens and 13-year-old Faith Clemens of Red Oak were arrested for fifth-degree theft. No bond was set and both girls were released to their parents. No injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon in Atlantic. The police department said yesterday the vehicles driven by Christy Berg of Bridgewater and William Fox of Shelby collided at 1401 Sunnyside Lane at around 2:30 p.m. as Berg's vehicle was backing out of a parking stall. Damage amounted to $4,000. There were no citations issued. Authorities in Mills County say two people were arrested Tuesday on separate charges. In their report issued Wednesday, Sheriff's Department said 26-year-old Chelsea Ann Rodriguez of Glenwood had been arrested early Tuesday morning on a charge of OWI second offense. The woman was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She was being held in the Mills County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 19-year-old Tyler Dennis of Henderson was arrested Tuesday at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for forgery. His bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a college student from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, who lost her entire family during a car crash, was told about the accident during the intermission of a school play. Greg Christie, president of Northwestern College, broke the news to Brittany Vollmer, a sophomore at the Orange City School, who was watching the play. Christie says that it was painful to share such tragic news, and it's something no one would ever want to do. The Saturday crash on I-90 in South Dakota killed James and Julie Vollmer and their children, 16-year-old Alyssa and 13-year-old Caleb. Funeral services are set for tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at the Sioux Falls Christian Schools. The Iowa Department of Education says more high school students graduated in 2012 than the year before. The DOE said the statewide graduation rate in 2011 was 89.26%, which is up just under 1% from the graduation rate in 2011. Stacy Hupp is the department's spokesperson.
It's a testament to the hard work and the commitment of the educators and school leaders across the state. We do believe that we have some work ahead of us. You know, graduation rate is one benchmark for becoming a world-class education system. Another is achievement. And so while our graduation rates are something to be very proud of, we've also shown a pattern of stagnation on national assessments, and the state faces significant gaps in achievement among high-need students.
Hupp says that schools have done a better job of helping students stay in school.
They have, I guess you would say, a heightened focus on tailoring instruction to the unique needs and differentiating instruction to ensure their success. Districts also have improved their efforts to intervene with students who have dropped out or who are at risk to drop out, just in general.
The Department of Education began a process of assigning freshman students a unique ID number in 2008 to allow schools to track their progress through high school.
So we help districts account for their students, you know, throughout high school using that unique student ID number. And that way, nobody's waiting 4 years to find out the status of a student who might be missing from the data.
Hupp says school districts are also required to identify at-risk students and work with them. The information from the department said graduation rates increased by nearly 4% for students who do not speak English as their first language and were up by nearly 3% for students with disabilities. The department says graduation rates fell in only two subgroups of students, Native Americans and Asians. Hupp says anytime you're dealing with smaller groups of students, the data can have more fluctuation, and they look at longer-term trends to be sure there are no problems. News time is 7:13.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
In the funeral announcements, Michael Schechinger, age 74, of Westphalia, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Schechinger will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Norman Cox, age 87, of Grimes and formerly of Panora, died Sunday. Services for Norman Cox will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Ross Armentrout, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ross Armentrout will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Eileen Haynes, age 91, of Oakland, died February 21st. Funeral services for Eileen Haynes will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Craig Cullen, age 53, of Greenfield, died February 20th. A gathering of remembrance for Craig Cullen will be on Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. in the 4-H building on the Adair County Fairgrounds in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Joanne Gravy, age 78, of Erling, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. A massive Christian burial service for Joanne Gravy will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Norman Hendrickson, age 86, of Atlantic, died February 21st. Funeral services for Norman Hendrickson will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Robert Krauth, age 75, of Messina, died Wednesday in Mesa, Arizona. Memorial services for Robert Krauth will be held at a later date in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.